Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our share in the topic of Dichoi B'mitzvahs and B'kadshim, based on the Torah B'meinu Rabbeinu Rosh Yeshiva Reb Chaim Zatzal. In the Mishnah Maseches Chulin of Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, it says Kisahu B'nizgala. Let's say somebody was Mechase the Dam. He did Kisui Hadam. And then it became Mizgala. Then it was uncovered, the blood was exposed. Pater melechasos, he doesn't have to do another kisui, he already did the kisui. But in kiso haruach, but if it was the wind that covered it, and then it was misgale, so he's chayav lechasos, he has to cover it again. It says the Gemara, Rabbi Ravachan of Yechanan, loishanu ela shechazar v'nizgale. This, that he's chayav to be mechase, was only if Chazer in his gale. It says in the Mishnah, Kiso HaRuach, that the wind covered it, so Chayav L'chassos. So on that the Gemara says, you know, he's Chayav L'chassos if Kiso HaRuach. She Chazer in his gale. If it went back and it was uncovered. Avalo Chazer in his gale. But if it wasn't uncovered, Pater Melechassos, he doesn't have to cover it. Ask the Gemara, V'chi Chazer in his gale, my Havei. Even if the wind, if it was uncovered, after the wind covered it, my havi, why should it be chayav lechasos? It was already pushed off. And on that Rashi explains, mikisui was pushed off from doing kisui. The hakisahu v'nizgale pater melechasos. Because if kisahu v'nizgale, if he was mechase the dam, and it was revealed, he doesn't have to do, he doesn't have to be mechase after it was misgale. So too, if kiso haruach, and it was chazer v'nisgale, he also shouldn't have to do kisui. Just like if he was mechase, and it was uncovered, he doesn't have to do kisui. Why, if the ruach was uncovered, it does he have to go back and do kisui? So on the Rashash, asks on Rashi, why does Rashi have to say that? Rashi could say kipshuto, that the kasha was that akopanim ba'osa shashin is kase loharuyoroy lemitzvah kisui. Why does Rashi have to say that? The Gemara's kasha is ha'itchilei. So you see that kiso, if he covered it and then it was revealed, it was exposed, he's pater from doing kisui. Rashi didn't have to go there. Rashi could have just said pashut. Kiso aruch, when it was covered, he was pater from doing, he was pater from covering it. So you see, it's nitche. It was nitche. When it was covered, it was nitche. He didn't have to cover it at that time. So why did Rashi say that? That would have been more pashut. That's pashut pshat in the Gemara. That ha'etchile, it's pushed off when it was covered. It was pushed off. So why, when it's uncovered, does he have to recover it? Gam tzarechi yom guf divrei Rashi. Shemikisel v'nizgal ein raya l'nidin dan. The fact that when he covered it up and it was uncovered, that he doesn't have to recover it is no raya for us. Because there he was already mekayim mitzvah kisui. Just when it was covered by the wind, he wasn't obligated to cover it. But that's not a raya. He can't bring a raya from the case of kisov and his gala, that he's patur melechasos, because there he did the maisa kisui. Here he didn't do the maisa kisui. It was the ruach that did it. So in the case where he was mechasa, he already did his mitzvah. But in the case where the ruach was mechasa, he never did the mitzvah. So then if it makes sense, if it's uncovered, he has to cover it again, because he never did it in the first place. So those are the kashas on Rashi. In the Sefer Lev Aryeh, on Chulin, the famous Lev Aryeh, he explains Rashi, V'neva'il ke'ein darko b'tosefet dvarim. She'yesh ladun im chovat kisui, is the chovas kisui because of the maise hashchita, or why is there a chovas kisui? Because of the maisa shchita or because of the uncovered blood? And we can see that it's all included in the Gemara. It says, Lagabi kisel v'nisgale. Maishna me hasheves aveda. The Gemara says, kisel v'nisgale patim alachasois. Shoelet ha-Gemara, amarav ravashi. Maishna kan, that you don't have to be machasid. From Hashavas Aveda, the Amar Mar, Hashav, Afilu Mea Pa'amim, you have to keep returning the object. So also, you should have to keep covering up the blood. Kach Shoelet HaGemara, Ona Gemara. No, there's a difference, because Hach Ksiv Miyuta, V'kis Hasam Lo Ksiv Miyuta, by Hashavas Aveda, it doesn't say any mute. There's no mute by Hashavas Aveda. So you have to keep returning it. But here there's a mute. Here it says Vikisel. And therefore it's only once you did your job. As Yesh Levair Kach. Shemeikara Salkadatach. She had Chayev Bekisui. Originally the Gemara thought that he's Chayev in Kisui because of the etzem, the fact that the dam is Megula. And there he's going to be Mischayev again when it was uncovered. We say, no, it's Xeris HaKasuk from Vikisau that we learn the Gedder of the Mitzvah. That it's the Maisa Shechita that's Mechayev Vikisui, and not the fact that the Dam is Megula. And therefore, when it was uncovered again afterwards, since he's already Mekayim, he's Pater because he's already did the Maisa Kisui. This Shechita was already covered, literally. He covered himself. He covered the blood once, and it's enough. As it emerges that without this din of Kisov and his Gala Pater, it wouldn't be Shayach Lakshot Shevaz Adin Dichui. If not for this din of Kisov and his Gala Pater, that when he covered it up and then it was uncovered, his Pater, we couldn't ask that there should be a Din Dichui. Why? Shareyatayesh Lefanenu Damatun Kisui, because now we have blood. It requires kisui. In other words, without this limud of the Gemara, you would say that uncovered blood requires kisui. All that matters is that it's uncovered. V'imkein afshemei kara nitcha. So even though originally there was dichui, but now there's a new sibas achiyuv. There's a new reason to be mechayiv the person because now it was uncovered. So we wouldn't say dichui, because what's mechayev is the fact that there's uncovered blood. So that's why Rashi in Chulin had to explain the kash of the Gemara, that there's, you know why there's a din dichui? You know why you see there's a din dichui? From the fact that chisau v'giv v'nizgala pater melechasos. So you see from there that the chiyuv is talui in the maisa shchita. And once he did the key, he covered it up after the Maisa Shechita, he's off the hook. So if there was a Nikishinitcha Adam, Mikisu, Lachar Shechita, it shouldn't be Mischaiv even after the Shechita. Even if it's Chazer v'Nizgala. So that's awesome. And then to that, the Gemara answers also Meres. Ein dichui etzel mitzvahs. And to that the Gemara answers, no, there's no dichui by mitzvahs. But you would think that it is nitche because this Maisa Shechita got a kisui. So, if what's mechayev the kisui is the Maisa Shechita, then this shchita had a maisa kisui, so he should be off the hook because he was already nitcha. So that the Gemara answers, ain't dichui etzel mitzvahs. So that answers al kopanim the kash of the Rashash, why Rashi had to come on to kisov in his gala pater, because without that you would say it's a din in the maisa shchita. And without that, you would say that it's a din in the etzem dam hamagula, requires kisui. So of Dhamma Magula requires kisui. So Maya Zolanu, that it was covered before. Dhamma Magula requires kisui. So Kamash Malano. We see that it's the Maisa Shechita that requires kisui. So even the first time around, once it was covered the first time around, it shouldn't be chayav in kisui again, even though one could still argue maybe that in Achinami, the Maisa Shechita required the kisui, but that he should do the kisui. What does it help if the wind did it? So, therefore, it's not a raya from Kisov and his gala that he's pater, because there he's pater because he was mechase. But in this case, when he wasn't mechase, of course he should be chayiv because he never did the kisui in the first place. Another ara is aletzem asugi bechulin. The Gemara asks, "Maishna Kisov in his gala me'ashavas aveda shechayiv ba'afilu me'apamim." The Gemara asks, "Why is it different?" Kisov in his gala from the case of a Shabbos Aveda. Shabbos Aveda could do 100 times. So here also he has to do 100 times covering. It's Maishna. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So in this Kasha, in Sefer Usyankif, in Simon Yates, he says, the lo dam uklal, ein ma'ala shvot, that by kisui hadam nischayiv machmas hashchita meikoro. That by kisui hadam, you know why he's mischayiv? Because of the original shechita. That's what's mechayiv him, the shechita. And therefore, he covered it after the shechita, and eino chozer mischayiv when it was nisgale again. But by a Shabbos Aveda, there's a new chiyuv every time. The animal runs away, there's a new chiyuv, and therefore he's chayiv afilu me'a panim. As ma shaychut, ma kesher, ma dimayon ben shneim, in dimayon. By kisui adam is chayiv al tmais shechita, and by a Shabbos Aved, it's a nayichi of each time. So answers the Nos Yankiv that we're marba a Shabbos filu mea pa'amin, zech lavin, that it doesn't mean that he has a new chiyuv, sheze pashut ve'ein tzarich pasuk. It's like every other Aved that ran away has to return it again, ran away has to turn it again, pashut. The chidush is that when it runs away, the first chiyuv still applies. And nafkamina bezaken veinol fich voidoy, that it says vimi kisha, if he started returning it nischayiv ba uveze kamar shimich zira ubarcha. So let's say he was mischayiv, he did it hakasha, so he was mischayiv the first time. When it runs away, he's still chayiv mitzad the first time. If it was a new chiyuv, you could say zaken veinol fich voidoy. But since he was mischayiv the first time because he kisha, mele he's still mischayiv, and therefore the gemara's kasha is that hachinami bekisui adam. Lama shalom nomar that nishar alav chiyuvo arishon, that the first chiyuv remains, just like by Shabbos Aveda the first chiyuv remains. So too, the first chiyuv remains even after it's uncovered. Yes, the maisa shchit is mechayiv, but the maisa shchit is only mechayiv as long as it's not covered. So yeah, the maisa shchit is mechayiv, but it got to uncover, he has to cover it again. So it should be just like HaShabbos Aveda. Shabbos Aveda, once there's a chiyuv, it's permanent. Even if the object is returned, he has to re-return it because the first chiyuv so too. Even after he covered it up to the Maisa Shechit, he has to recover it. So what b'chlal, so that's the Gemara's kasha. As l'fi divrei ha'anot Yaakov nimtza shegam meikara Gemara yada'a that the chiyuv by kisui hadam is machmas ha-maisa ha-rishon. V'imkein, ein le-taretz. So now we know even that meikara that it was out to the first, out to the maisa rishon. So we can't say like we wanted to answer in Rashi that we only knew that the mechayiv is the maisa shechita because of the teretz of the Gemara in the previous sugya that kisov in his gala pater. No, that you didn't have to come onto that. So the Gemara knew that, the teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara knew that all along. Even before the Alfusa of Kisov and his Galapadr, the Gemara knew that it was the Maisa Shechita that was Mechayiv. Therefore, Rashi could have said simply here, it's Nitche, because the Maisa Shechita was Mechayiv. And it was already covered. Once it was covered, it should be nitche. And you can't say you only know that, like we wanted to say, that you only know that it's the Maisa Shechita that's Machayev because of the teretz of the Gemara. By Kisov and Izgala, the Sugi Vashavas Aveda, because there is a mute of a Kisov, which teaches us that it's only because of the Maisa Shechita that he's Mischayev. And the Gemara's crash is predicated on the teretz of the Gemara. No. Because the Gemara knew all along that the Maisa Shechita is Mischayev. And therefore, once it's covered up once, so he should be off the hook. Rashi didn't have to mention the previous sugya. So that's a ha'ora al pi havanato basugya shel hana'ot Yaakov. Okay, we still have a lot more to talk about. And I thank you so much for listening. And Amirza Hashem, B'li Neder, we will be zochet to continue. Thank you so much. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.